I've dated recovered alcoholics as well, and geez, having to do those first big moments without a drop of liquor? Well, it's tough, but actually, kind of great as well. Romance translates very well into sober. So we all have to be clear about the difference between a couple of drinks to relax and constant substance abuse. Okay, got it. And Greg wants to make sure we don't date any of the alcoholics or drug addicts we might meet along the way. I think that's fair, don't you? Okay, Greg, we won't. We promise.
This is what it should look like. By Liz.
I know a successful businessman who used to get stoned every single night and sometimes in the morning, too. He dated women who didn't like it, and he would try to cut down while he was dating them. One day, he met the woman of his dreams, and she would have none of it. He stopped cold turkey and now spends his days completely sober and very happy with it.
Greg, I get it. By Nessa, age 38.
I started dating a guy I really liked. We met at a party when we were drunk, and we hooked up a little. Then we were dating, and I was so nervous around him, because I liked him so much, that I drank more than I normally did. He likes to drink, too, so I was also just trying to keep up with him. Finally, I realized that we were getting drunk at some point every time we saw each other. Normally, I would just stay quiet and see how it all turned out. But this time, I got up the nerve to say something. He listened to me and agreed to have a sober date. It was awkward at first, but then awesome. I'm so glad I had the courage to speak up.